This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antyakanda 2, Chapter 8, the Lord's Pastimes in Jagannath Puri. And we have a very wonderful scene here to try to capture in our mind of the two parties meeting each other. This is meetings are always very exciting and heartwarming, or let's say they're exciting when you meet a beloved or you meet an adversary or whatever. So, because sometimes you see movies, there's these epic movies, or the war movies or something, where the British soldiers are marching in one direction and the other soldiers are coming the other direction. They meet, and the camera's on one side and sees the faces of one army and what they're chanting, and then camera's on the other side and you see the other army, and then there's a bigger camera showing the both of them going down the road. Toom, toom, toom. Maybe it's the Middle Ages and it's one king attacking another king, the Mughals. It's like King of Bharatpur attacking Delhi, and Suraj Mal attacking the Mughal emperor in Delhi, and then he defeated him and built this Kusum Sarovar place. So then you would see all these camels and elephants and tum, 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 and so much drums. So now, and then there's a meeting, then you see movies where the lover is separated from the beloved, and she's walking along the beach, and then the lover sees a distance, says, "Oh," and she goes, "Oh," and they're running, they run like this, and then the man picks up his lover and twists her all around, and she goes, feet go flying out like that. So there's a meeting, the meeting of beloved, and the same thing in Krishna Leela. It's called Abhisar, love journey. There's love journey in Gaur Leela, there's love journey, Abhisar, Gaur Leela, Abhisar. And Radha Krishna Abhisar means a journey to meet the beloved. So it's very interesting because in Gaur Leela, or rather in Krishna Leela, let's say for example, there's one Nayak, Krishna, Vibhavilamban, and the Prem Vishai Krishna, and then there's thousands of gopis coming in all different directions from different villages to meet him at the Maharas, and they will all converge in the Rasastali and meet that one Krishna, Eko Bahusham. From the one come so many, and so many come to see the one. And then they have Milan, they meet, and it's so enriching and exciting and love fulfilling. So here, the many are the Gaur Bhaktas, the Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. And they're coming from Shantipur, and they're coming from Ambikalana, and they're coming from Saptagram, and they're coming from Mayapur and Navadvip, and they're coming from Chittagong, and they're coming from East Bengal and what we call Bangladesh. All over they're coming to go to the Rath Yatra festival. Just like nowadays we attend Rath Yatra, we meet devotees from Australia or New Zealand or Russia, or Delhi, or Bombay, and old friends, we all meet at the one place with the one Lord for the one purpose of meeting the Lord, seeing the Lord, relishing the Lord's association, serving the Lord, and meeting the devotees, relishing their association, serving the devotees. Bhakta Bhagavan, they're inseparable. Hari Guru Vaishnav, they're one ocean of love, with different waves on that ocean. The ocean of love is Krishna Prem Sindhu, and one wave is Guru, another wave is Vaishnavism, and the whole ocean itself is the love of Krishna. Krishna is the ocean, and he lifts everyone up, and everyone's moving that ocean. So to see this in our meditative eye, as we read the Shastras, I have a section in my book called Seeing the Shastras Through the Camera Lens of Absorption. I call it that. And it's just so nice because if you read, as people often study Gita, to understand from a philosophical way, when devotees are more studying the Sambandha Tattva of the Lord, they want to understand the interplay, why different names are used in Bhagavad Gita, O Rishikesh, O Padmanab, O Govinda, and different names, O Achyuta, O Krishna, different names, why Arjuna calls Krishna with different names, and why Krishna calls him different names, O Gurukesh, O Prithu, O Sonaparta, O Gurukesh, one who conquers sleep, and different names, they call each other to elicit different feelings and emotions and remembrances of different, he says, O Konteya, O Kontea, you know, have you forgotten? You are Kontea. You are a Pandav. O Pandav. O Pandav. O Kontea. O Kontea. You're the son of Queen Kunti. Kunti Rani. You're running away from on the battlefield, and you have such a wonderful mother and dynasty. So the acharyas, we analyze, and then why this chapter flows into this chapter in this section. People analyze. But then go into Leela, Prayojana Tattva, studying Leela, Gaur Leela, Krishna Leela. We should also analyze, not on the basis of philosophical principles so much, but that's there, but just on the basis of ras and the exchanges, because there's so much ras in Bhagavad Gita also. But people generally overlook the ras of Bhagavad Gita, and they concentrate more on the philosophical presentation, which is so beneficial for establishing us in a strong position of Krishna consciousness, foundation of sambandha, so we can progress in sadhana and attain the prayojana of pure bhakti and bhava, wherein we can relish, actually relish and experience and taste the mellows of devotion, bhakti ras, vibhava, and all these, you know, madhurya rati, madhurya ras, sakhi ras, sakhi rati. So here it's very nice because so what's happening on one side, there's the one Lord, Mahaprabhu, and all the devotees are coming, Advaitacharya, and Shivananda Sen, and Kavikarnapur, and Shivananda Sen's family, and Advaita, and Gangadas, and so many devotees are coming to meet Mahaprabhu, who is, of course, surrounded by his parishads in Puri. Nityananda's there, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Gadadhar Pandit, and others, Haridas Pandit. Haridas Thakur, rather. So this is where we pick up here. And so I wanted to just say this so we could kind of keep our mental panorama screen of our mind. We can see all the... Tum, tum, tum. There's Mahaprabhu coming from Gambira. Comes out of Gambira and he walks down the Grand Road. And that's the value of going to Anyatra. So we go Anyatra to Puri so we can see the topography. And we can see here's the Shri Mandir. And here's Shweta Ganga. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's gar is so close, and he has some tunnel under his house. He went into the temple, supposedly, and they show that. And it's very near, and from his house you can see the temple dome and so many things. Then on the other side of the street, down the hill, there's Haridas Thakur's very lonely, faraway place in the jungle, Sitabokul. And on the main road, there's Kashi Mishra's house. He's the superintendent of the mandir. And he's a Brahmin, Mishra, same Gotra as Lord Chaitanya, Mishra. So he's on a main road going to Jagannath Temple. And inside there's a room, Gambira, Lord Chaitanya is there. So then Lord Chaitanya comes out and he proceeds down the lane, and then Nityananda joins him in Nityananda's house, where Nityananda's state is just behind, kind of opposite the Sri Mandir, behind one road there. It's in my book. Many times Advaita and Nityananda would stay in one house of one Brahmin there that we described. So now this is where we start. The Lord is coming to meet his devotees personally. Aila Advaita Shuni Sri Vaikuntha Pati Agu Pari Lena Priya Goshtira Samhati. When the Lord of Vaikuntha, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, heard about the arrival of Advaita Prabhu, he took all his associates that were living with him in Puri, and he went to greet Advaitacharya. Who was with him? Who went along on that greeting party? On that avisar? This is the Lord's, Gauranga's avisar to meet his beloveds. And then there's a meeting point. In Krishna Leela, the meeting point, or the assigned place of meeting, is called Sanket. Sanket Kunj. Kunj, of course, is a beautiful private a collection of trees and brambles, which makes a natural meeting place and a confidential cottage in the forest where Radha and Krishna can enjoy their intimate pastimes in the conjugal dalliance. And that place is called Sanket Kunj. Sanket. Sanket means arranged by prior, or designated by prior arrangement. It's the appointed place, or the selected place, the chosen meeting place. So now, in the same way, as Radha and Krishna meet in a specific place, although there's sometimes we go to villages in Barsana, they say this is Sanket, Sanket Gram, or Sanket, There's so many sankets all over Vraj. There's places like Radhakund is a sanket kunj, but it's not specifically called that. There's one place where Gopal Bhatta Goswami, I believe, has his bhajan kutir, and it's between Varsan and Nandagon, if I'm not mistaken, and it's called Sanket Kunj or Sanket Gram, and that's supposedly the place where Radha and Krishna first met. And so they met each other halfway. They have this phrase in relationships, I'll meet you halfway. In other words, Yayatama Prapadyante. The lady say, well, you surrender to me half, I'll surrender. You give half to me, I'll give half to you, so we make one whole complete. Yayatamam Prapadyante. Krishna is telling that also. As you surrender to me 10%, and Prabhupada says exactly the same thing. He says, you give 5% to Krishna and give 5% of your time and 5% of your heart and 5% of your attention, your interest, which is not very much. 5% of your total experience in life and energy. So then Krishna says, okay, I give you 5%. 5% of one of my millions and millions of avatars. I'll give you 5% of the Paramatma. I'm in your heart as Paramatma, so I'll give you 5% of my attention. And so then you find that when you're serving Krishna, because of that 5% attention by Paramatma, your karma fall, your destiny is to cut off your finger in the kitchen. But then you're cutting and you're chanting Hare Krishna, but you're also thinking some maya. You're chanting, but your mind is a little bit... Because really, chanting and Vaidhi Marg is chanting Hare Krishna and thinking of something besides Krishna. And chanting and Rag Marg is chanting Hare Krishna and also doing seva and thinking of the Leela. Or at least thinking of Krishna, not his form, his qualities. And Vaidhi Marg, we're in the kitchen cutting the sabji. And Hare Krishna, we're hearing the tape, Hare Krishna... We're thinking, maybe I shouldn't have joined. Hare Krishna. That wife was pretty nice. And just but it was your destiny to cut your finger off with a very sharp knife in the kitchen. But because you're giving, I've tried to give 5% of your attention to Krishna, then a super soul reduces that karma. That's his interaction, his reciprocation, you could say. But in this plane, the devotees are 100% surrendered to the Lord, and they're thinking of Him 100%. So the Lord is running out. This, you can imagine, because really that's what happens. Radharani runs out of her house in Abhisar to meet Krishna. And Krishna is sometimes waiting for her. And generally it's so told like that, when the lover, the female, runs to meet the male, that's the Abhisar. But the male is also running to meet the female. And sometimes Radharani is waiting for Krishna. And so Krishna is also an Abhisar. So all the devotees from Navadvip Mandal, they're all going on a love journey to meet their beloved Gauranga, Anitai, and Jagannath, Brijendra Nandan Shamsundar, in the Sanket Kunj of Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, and Giriraj and Govardhan, and Nila Madhav, and Niladri. Niladri means the blue mountain. So that's Niladri is like Govardhan. The whole place of Puri is called Niladri. You've heard of Nilachala? Nilachala Prabhu Jaya. What's that? Nilachala Chandra Prabhu. Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Jagannath. There's some kirtan we used to chant. Nilachala Chandra Prabhu. Amar Jagannath. Amar means my. Amar means mine. Jaya Jagannath. Then we say. So there they are. So who is with him? Nityananda Gadadhar Shipuri Gosai Chalilena Harishe Kaharo Upaya Nai. Nityananda Gadadhar and Puri Goswami forgot everything else and happily accompanied the Lord. That's the only way to go with the Lord. You have to forget everything else. Sarvadharman Prittaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Now we're going to hear a long list of names of Gauranga's bhaktas and who also have forms in Krishna Leela. And gopis are coward boys. And many, many places in bhajans and also in other places in the scriptures, it says if someone just hears, there's Nam Sankirtan. We hear Nam Sankirtan, Hari Nam Sankirtan. So there's Nam, that means Sankirtan, loudly chanting the glories with complete. Sankirtan means loudly chanting the glories of the Lord with complete immersion of yourself. Completely immerse yourself in the loud glorification of the Lord. That's one meaning of Sankirtan. Another broader meaning is completely immerse yourself in a loud chanting of the glories of the Lord with other people, other devotees, who are also similarly completely immersed and loudly glorifying the Lord. So total immersion of the self means that you immerse your heart and your mind, your heart and feelings of surrender and attachment and petition and prayer and hope, and you immerse your mind in remembering and thinking and praying and determining in your mind to be with them and to serve them and to be like them. And then you immerse your intelligence in trying to sing very clearly and very properly and very perfectly and tune in harmony with all of the other singers and the tal and the beat of the mridanga and kartal, everything. So this way the kayomano vakya, the intelligence and the mind and heart, words, body, everything is immersed to Sankirtan, complete Kirtan. Nam Sankirtan, in Krishna's name, Hari Nam Sankirtan, the names of Hari. But then there's also Guru Nam Sankirtan. There's Guru Nam Sankirtan. There's Vaishnav Nam Sankirtan. There's Leela Nam Sankirtan. So many types of Sankirtan. So this is, now we're going to have Vaishnav Nam Sankirtan. It's the Nam Sankirtan of whom? Hari? Because they say Hari. Otherwise, you say Nam Sankirtan. They say Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan. Shri Hari. Shri Hari. Radha Shri Hari Krishna. That lion-like Lord Hari who steals the opulence of Radharani's heart. Right? Shri. Shri means that opulent heart of Radharani. He steals. Hari means thief. Lion. Hari means lion, thief. He steals that great opulence and effulgence and beauty of Radharani's heart and attracts her fully with his love as Madan Mohan. But then once he steals Radharani, then he gets his heart stolen. One thief gets robbed by another thief. So one thief breaks into your house and robs you. It takes everything, takes 5 lakhs. Then you think, oh, who stole? I'll get back at him. And he said, so-and-so, Amiyatma stole you, robbed your house. So then you find out, where does he live? So you go there, you take 1 crore from him. Big time. So Krishna stole the heart of Radharani. Well, that was a mistake. Because then Radharani in turn stole his heart so much he became a beggar. He had nothing. She robbed him of everything, so he had to become a beggar. We don't read about Radharani becoming a beggar. You know, taking sannyas and becoming a bhikkhari, preem bhikkhari. So Krishna became totally bankrupt, and he had to admit he had to sign a legal paper. He had to sign a legal paper, then I'm a debtor. He wrote in his own handwriting on this, there was a legal form. Lita Sakhi drew up one form, a letter of debt. It's called a letter of debt on stamp paper. And then Krishna had to sign it, and he wrote it, Napariyeham, Napariyeham, Sham. Napariyeham, Sham. And his handwriting was all, like, trembling. Letters going up and down because it really hurt his ego to admit his defeat before Radharani. So he was trembling in submission. So he said, I'm a debtor before Radharani. I can't pay her debt. So let's hear these names of these devotees. And this is Vaishnav Nam Sankirtan. Sarvabhauma Jagananda. So you hear the name and try to think, oh, Sarvabhauma, and catch something about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Jagananda. Sarvabhauma Jagananda. Kashi Mishavar, Damodara Swarupa Shri Pandita Shankar, Kashivara Pandita Acharya Bhagavan, Shri Pradyumna Mishra Prema Bhaktira Pradhan, Patra Shri Paramananda, Rai Ramananda, Chaitanya Dwarapala, Sukriti Govinda. Brahmananda Bharati Shri Rupa Sanatan Raghunatha Vaidya Shivananda Narayana Advaitara Jeshta Putra Sri Achyutananda Vaninatha Shiki Mahiti Adi Bhakta Brinda Anatha Chaitanya Britya Katajani Nam Ki chota ki bara sabe kali la payan. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's bathing his heart in the remembrance of all these wonderful Vaishnavas and soothing his aching mind, feeling intense separation from them. And just by repeating their names, he's invoking their presence in his heart and begging for their mercy to carry on in the line of devotion. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Jagananda Pandit Kashimishra Swarup Dhamadara Sri Shankara Pandit Kashishvara Pandit Bhagavan Acharya Sri Pradyumna Mishra Paramananda Puri Ramananda Roy, the Lord's pious doorkeeper Govinda, the Dwarapala, the protector of his door, his Chokidar, Chaitanya's Chokidar, Chaitanya Dwarapala, Chaitanya's Chokidar is his godbrother Govinda Das, another disciple of Isha Puri. Sukriti, how much Sukriti? How much spiritual Sukriti? Of course, he's a Nitya Parishad, that's enough. In other words, to have intimacy with the Lord or great devotees, you have to have a lot of Sukriti. Those disciples of Prabhupada that travel with him and so intimately personally served him obviously had tremendous Sukriti, no doubt. Then Brahmananda Bharati, Shirupa Sanatan, Raghunatha Vaidya, Shivananda Nayan, Sri Achyuta, who's the eldest son of Advaitacharya, he's mentioned. And then he's the Jeshta Putra. Vaninath, Shiki Mahiti, and innumerable other topmost devotees, both prominent and obscure. That's nice translation. It says Chota and Bara. Big timers and small timers. Ki Chota, Ki Bara, Sabi Kalida Payan. So it's translated as the prominent ones are the Barawalas, the Barawala, the big devotees. And then the Chotawalas are the obscure ones, whose names are unknown to me, all forgot everything and joyfully went with the Lord to greet the devotees. Paramanande sabichali lena prabhu sange bhaya jristi bhaya gyan nayikaro ange. All the associates of Lord Gauranga and Jagannath Puri went with the Lord in great ecstasy. Paramananda prabhu sange. They had neither external vision or external consciousness. Bhaya drishti, bhaya gyan, nahikaro angi. So they were just moving in a bubble of bhav. Moving in a bubble of bhav down the road with the Lord. They could not see anything in Puri, the rickshawwalas, the signboards, the shops. They just saw the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga as they walked behind him. And they're just remembering and thinking of all these devotees. Oh, I'm going to meet so-and-so. I wonder how so-and-so is. And I wonder if his wife was expecting last year. I wonder if they'll bring the son. And because it's the society of devotees. It's the Vaishnava Raja Sabha. Those grihasthas and bairagis and sannyasis and brahmins and all types of people. And they have all different relationships. So the devotees will think of, oh, I'm about to meet someone. How will they look? And I wonder if Raghava Pandit bought any new preparations for Lord Chaitanya this year. And so many thoughts. So they were not in external consciousness or external vision. They were just seeing their thoughts and moving behind the Lord, full of ecstatic expectation of meeting the great devotees. Shri Advaita Singha Sarva Vaishnava Sahite Asya me lila prabhu ataran alate. The lion-like Advaitacharya and his group of Vaishnavas met the Lord's group at Ataranala. Tum, 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 tum. Coming down the grand road, 4 kilometers. They walked a long way because from Gambira down the grand road past Sri Mandir and Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, and then you have to turn off. Before Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, you turn off. Go towards Narendra Sarovar, towards Bhuvaneshwar, and you walk out that road, and then you get to the Barginadi River, then that bridge there is the Taranala, so that's 3 or 4 kilometers, maybe 5 kilometers walk. And then they met there. the meeting place. There they are. Ataranala, the bridge with 18 arches supporting it. You know, it was keystones in the old-fashioned construction, arches. Prabhu O Aila Narendra Agoyan Dwigoshti Deka Deki Haila Vidyaman. When Gauranga passed Narendra Sarovar, he saw the two groups meet. Dure Deki Dwigoshti Anyonye Sabha Dandavattahaya Sabha Padila Vaishnava. When the two groups of devotees, the Puri associates of the Lord and the Navadvipa associates, they saw each other from a distance, they all fell flat and offered obeisances to each other. Dure Deki Dui Goshti, the two parties of chanters, the Goshtas, Dandavat Padila Vaishnava. This is the rule, Vidhi Nishad in Shastra, when one goes to, when one sees a devotee, especially his guru, but any devotee from a distance, he, as soon as he sees the devotee, he should pay obeisances. He'll naturally want. These devotees, no one said, oh, everyone pay obeisances. They saw, oh, there's our beloved Chutananda, the son of Advaita. There's Advaita and all these great devotees. How fortunate we are, simply have their darshan. And soon we'll meet them and hear from them and associate with them and chant with them. So they immediately paid dandavats. Then when they met, then they would meet, they would embrace, or they would again pay obeisances. And that same rule is there when one enters a temple. When he first enters a temple from a distance, he should pay obeisances to the Lord. And then he comes forward closer, in closer proximity to the darshan mandap. Then he again pays obeisances. This rule is not known so well, but this is the proper etiquette to show not only respect when entering the Lord's sanctorium of his temple, but also shows the intense love of the servant for the master. We should always be in consciousness of a servant. And when the servant enters the room of the master, you see in the old days in the palaces of the kings, the servant would come and maybe there was a bell system and somehow he heard the bell and he knew it was his bell to call him to the king's room for his designated service. So he would run to that place and knock gently and then come in, and then as soon as he entered the door he would bow on the ground upon entering the room of the king. Or before the king. Then he would come over again in front of the king and again bow and say, yes, my lord, how may I serve you? Because he understands, I am a master and I can't just walk into this room. This not only is my master sacred and respectable to me, but even his tadiyanam samarchanam, even his room, his bedroom where he may call me for seva, or his assembly room, or his royal hall or dining room, wherever he may call me, anything to do with my lord, my master, my king, is worshipable for me. This was the consciousness of the servants in the Vedic times. So when a devotee walks into a temple, he doesn't just walk in, okay, here I am, I'm here, Hari Bol Krishna, walks in like this is my house, and looks around, see what the Mahaprasad is on the left-hand side, and see what kind of books are there, who's around, check out, see here and there. And then go in, slowly saunter up to the temple, and then we get in front of the Lord and make our ceremonial pranams or dandavats. This is not exactly the attitude of someone that realizes what's going on around him. That the temple building is the private domain of the Lord, from the doorway on in. As soon as you open the door, you're entering Vaikuntha. And cross the threshold of that door, it's a spiritual world. It's the private home of God, of Krishna, of Parthasarathi, whomever. Because we know these rules by reading in the Shastra, and by reading those rules and seeing those rules and seeing people follow those rules, we've also developed the idea that it should be done, and we try to do that. and instruct our followers by our example also. Upon, as soon as one enters a temple, there should be, he should make a sound with a bell. If there's no bell, because it's UP and, you know, the thieves rip off the bells, if there's a bell outside the temple. So you can imagine, if you've been running a temple in Sevakunj for 400 years, how many bells you must have bought and decided that, forget it, I'm not buying any more bells. As soon as you buy a bell and put it outside your temple, then someone steals it, and then you buy another one, and after about 10 years of that, there's no more bells. So for the last 200, 300 years, there probably hasn't been any bell in front of any temples in Vrindavan because of that. This, we're seeing this point here. Dure deki dandavata, dure deki goshte, Vaishnav. They saw the devotees from a distance and they paid obeisances. Dure advaitere deki Sri Vaikuntha Nath, ashru mukhe karite lagila dandapat. So the larger group of devotees. Now the avisar is actually, the actual avisar here is between lover and beloved. It's Advaita and Gauranga, Vaikuntha Nath. He's being referred to as Sri Vaikuntha Nath. This is the name here referred to for Lord Gauranga. When the Lord of Vaikuntha saw Sri Advaita, because the Lord of Vaikuntha is Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is seeing Advaitacharya, who is Mahavishnu, or let's just say his expansion and the mood of service. It's interesting because the Lord expands himself to serve himself. That's what we are. We're all expansions of the Lord, and we're meant for the service of the Lord. Krishna expands Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis. Tabiri eva nis rupataya kalavi, goloka eva nivasatya kilatna bhuta. Govinda madhi purusham tamaham vajami. Govinda Krishna expands himself, his ladini aspect of himself, to relish the form and taste and mellow of associating, receiving service from that energy of the energetic, that prakriti of the purusha, and the personification and source of all the other expansions of that energy is Srimati Radharani. Ladini Shakti Sarupini Radha. So now Mahavishnu has expanded and entered this world as a way to Acharya to worship the Lord, Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, to beg him to come and liberate the jivas who are lost servants, who are not engaged in the service. The way to Acharya is fully engaged in the service. So it seems to be why on these verses, when he, this is what I'm surmising is the thinking of Vrindavan Das Thakur behind why he's in this, why he's using this particular name for Lord Gauranga, as Arjuna addresses Krishna by different names for different reasons in the Bhagavad Gita at different junctures of the drama of the Kurukshetra discussion, Bhagavad Gita. Rishikesh and Padmanabha, etc. There's reasons, obviously, why the realized Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur is addressing, referring to Lord Chaitanya as Prabhu, or as Gauranga, or as Gaurachandra, or now it's Sri Vaikuntha Nath. We know that he's Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. And Lord Chaitanya is none other than Radha and Krishna, Yugo. Coming from Goloka Vrindavan, the topmost Vaikuntha planet. But now he's, it seems like it's a bit of an Aishwarya Nam, Sri Vaikuntha Nath. Because Goloka Vrindavan is beyond Vaikuntha. You can say it's part of the generic spiritual world, spiritual sky, but it's not really, it's the core of the spiritual world, the center of the lotus flower of the whole spiritual firmament. So now the masses of devotees, they've met and they've offered dandavats. That's how they're responding. When the masses of Puri Vasis, Puri Parishads with Lord Gauranga meet all the masses of the, you know, the whole collection or assembly, the Sangha of Gauranga's bhaktas coming from Navadvipa, their initial response is dure deki, dandavata paila vaishna padila. That they, from a distance, they fell down at the feet, offered dandavas to the feet of those Vaishnavas on the ground. Now, how did Gauranga, Shivaikunthanath, how did he respond when he saw his beloved from a distance, dure deki? So now you can see by the response of Gauranga the intensity of love between the lover and the beloved. That's why the principal players here in this Milan, this Puri Milan, this Gauranga Advaita Puri Milan at Narendra Sarovara, the principal players here, the love and the beloved, are Advaitacharya meets his beloved Gauranga. Because whole life was dedicated to bringing his beloved Lord Sri Krishna to this world to liberate the world and his worship and his seva and everything. And then Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when the Lord saw, so now Gauranga Duri Deki Advaitacharya, how did he respond? Did he offer dandavats? Duri Advaita Deki Ashru Mukhi Karite Lagila Dandapat. He also offered dandavats, because as I said, Advaitacharya is 100 years older than he is. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is like 80 years at least older. So he's senior in so many respects, and he's the grandsire of the whole Gaudiya movement in one sense, because he was having Bhagavat Shravan, Bhagavad Gita every day, and engaging in Nam Sankirtan, and preaching everyone the glories of the holy name, and preaching the glories of Nam Sankirtan and Kali Yuga, long before Gauranga even came. And he had a Sangha in Navadvipa where he came to preach new Nam Sankirtan. And then his primary Sangha was in Shantipur, his headquarters. He converted Haridas Thakur to the holy name, and so many great devotees. So Advaitacharya is one of the great senapatis of the Gauranga's Sankirtan movement in the Kali Yuga. He's the forefather of the whole thing. And of course, Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya, ashram, his face, he said, his tears were in his eye. He was crying when he saw Advaitacharya. He offered obeisances, ashramukhi dandapat. That when he offered dandavas to Advaitacharya, but he was crying. So like so many people, like say, for example, some lady says, "Oh, my husband's been overseas for 2 years working, and I haven't seen him. He's coming back to Delhi. Can you come with my sisters and friends? Can you come with me? I want to meet him at the airport." I'll give you an example. So now 5 or 10 friends of that wife, that whoever that wife is, all girlfriends or whatever, they all go to the airport to meet that husband. So when they come, they may know the husband of that wife, and they're happy. But when the wife sees the husband, she'll cry, and he'll cry, because they have such a tight bondage of love. So they, when they see each other, their hearts melt and pools of joy, and create these anubhavas of crying and other things, which reveals the intensity of their loving bondage. So then, that's how Gauranga responded when he saw Advaita. Now, how did Advaita respond when he saw Gauranga? She Advaita dure deki nija prana nath, puna puna haite lagila pranipat. Similarly, when Advaita saw Lord Gauranga, who is his nija prana nath, the very Lord of his own life, at a distance, he offered repeated obeisances. Says pranipat. Pranipatena, tadvidi pranipatena, pariprasnayasi. And as I mentioned, when the lover and beloved meet, it stimulates their sthayarati, and then so many anubhavas, so many feelings are generated, and if they escalate from crying to this to that, then those anubhavas become sattvikbhavas. Then the sattvikbhavas can go into sanchari in so many other ways. So that's what we're going to hear now. Ashu kampa shweta morcha pulaka hunkar Dandavat bhai kichu nahi dekhi aar. Tears of love, ashu, shivering kampa, perspiration swayed, fainting, murcha, hair standing on end, pulaka, loud roaring, hunkar, and offering obeisances was all that could be seen at that time. So everybody was going wild. Everyone was actually overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed. All the Gauranga was overwhelmed with meeting Advaita. Advaita was overwhelmed with meeting his Nija Prananath Gaura. And all the Gaura Bhaktas were overwhelmed. The Navadvipa Vasis were overwhelmed meeting the Puri Vasis. And they were just falling like dominoes all over the ground. Oh, what you thought with boom, boom, boom. It's like an amazing scene. It's like you see in some battle war movie, and some guy has a machine gun and he's mowing down, they say mowing down all the enemy forces, and they're just falling. They're just like collapsing here and there all over the place, you know. So they're just falling on the battlefield. Here they're all falling on the dham of Puri, an ecstasy of love. So everyone was experiencing sattvic bhavas. I mentioned one bhava of crying, but it's escalated now. Dui goshti dandabhata ke vakari kare sabhe chaitanya rase vivala antare. Although the two groups of devotees offered their obeisances to one another, no one knew who was offering obeisances to whom. Because they were absorbed in Gauranga's loving mellows. Chaitanya ras vival. They were totally bewildered. Vival antare. Vival antare. Within themselves they are totally vival. You know this word vival? Vival, it means like just bewildered, confused, not knowing clearly what to do. Kiba chota kiba bhara gyani na agyani. Dandavata kari sabe kari hari dwani. Whether big devotee or small devotee, junior or senior, whether they were learned and pundits or not, everyone chanted the names of Hari, Hari, Hari and offered obeisances. Dandavata Hari Dwani. So this is the melting pot of bhakti. In a melting pot of bhakti, there's no upadis. In the melting pot of bhakti, there are no upadis. Upadis. The melting pot of bhakti, there are no upadis. Designations. Big, small, learned, foolish, not learned. Oh, he's a big Chaturvedi pundit. Oh, he's a rikshawala. Oh, he's all wearing urdhva panja tilak. They're all Gaura Bhaktas, they're all Vaishnavas, they're all respectable, worshipable entities because they've taken Vaishnava Diksha. There's no more casteism and no more caste distinction. Brahman Suja, the Vaishnavas, the Paramparam Vaishnavas, all to be honored, all to be respected, all to be served. So they were one, they all chanted one name, Hari, Hari, and they all engaged in one activity, Dandavats, because they all understood Trinadapi Suni Chena Turoriva Sahishuna Amanina Amanidena Kirtaniya Sudhari. I am no designation. I am Gopi Bhartu Padakamalaya Das Dasanadas. I am simply a servant of the Vaishnavas. Ishvaro Karina Bhakta Sange Dandavat Advaitari Prabhu O Karina Se Mat. Gauranga Mahaprabhu also offered his obeisances along with the devotees, and Advaita Acharya did likewise. Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and Advaita Prabhu reciprocated with all the devotees who were offering obeisances by offering them obeisances in return. Gaur Haribol. Such pure dealings are based on transcendental literatures are not found in the non-devotee smarta community. Or live surrounded by shells and shells of designations. Chota and Bhara, Gyani and Agyani. But in Gaudiya Vaishnava, there's no Chota Bhara. There's no Gyani Vigyani, Gyani Agyani. There's no fool, there's no learned. Everyone, they're considered the most learned of all entities. Most learned of all human beings is one who surrenders to Krishna and serves him with love. Bahunam janvanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyante vasudeva sarvamati sa mahatma sudurlabha. Every Gaudiya Vaishnava is a very rare gem of a great, great Bharabhara Bhakta. Samahatma Sudurlabha, Durlabh, they're very rare to find such a transcendental personality as a Vaishnava who has clear heart and clear mind and beyond all designations and free from all interest in low puja and pratishtha, kamani kanak pratishtha. He's fixed in the Lord. Nadanana janana sundarim and kavitam vajagadisha kamani mama janmane jamaneshwari bhavatat bhakti rohitakitai. He wants only Bhagavat bhakti. Ahoituki bhakti causes unmotivated bhakti, service to the Lord. He wants no pay, he wants no reciprocation, he wants no commission. He just wants service, service. Seva dedo, seva dedo, seva dedo. Or seva dedo. No bhog, only seva. That's the bliss. Seva is bliss. Sevananda. Nityananda, sevananda. If you want to experience Nityananda, Nityananda means eternal, unlimited, unending bliss, joy, happiness, and fulfillment, sweetness and charm. If we want to experience that, then we have to follow in the footsteps of Nityananda, Nityananda Anusharan. Nityananda Anusharan means to take shelter and follow in the footsteps of Nityananda, because Nityananda was Nityananda. He was the abode of unlimited eternal joy and bliss, because he was absorbed in the bliss of serving Krishna and Gauranga from moment to moment in every possible way he could even imagine, in any possible form he could imagine. So this is the real meaning of Nityananda, and the meaning of a Sevite is that he experiences the bliss of Seva and engages in the Lord's service in unlimited varieties of form. Nityananda means Nitya Seva Rupam. Unlimited varieties of forms of service expressions that one displays and exhibits for the pleasure and happiness of the Lord, of his heart, his Prananath, Lord Krishna, or Lord Gauranga, or Radha. So it's amazing that God and his first expansion, Krishna and Balaram, Gauranga Nityananda, and Advaita, all the Purusha avatars, Mahavishnu, Garbhalakshmi, Vishnu, Hiridakshaya Vishnu, combined together in Advaita, and then Nityananda, Balaram and Chaturvyuha, Vasudeva Krishna and Gauranga, and Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, they are offering obeisances to the Nitya Siddha Parishads, the Jivas, or even the Sadhana Siddha, or maybe Sadhana Siddha is there in the party also, Haridas Thakur, etc. And they're not thinking, I am big, I don't offer obeisances. God, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, by his own example, Achar, he's showing this Trinadapi. He's not only preaching, he's walking his talk, as they say. Gauranga Mahaprabhu thinks of himself as lower than a straw on the street, and he behaves. It's one thing, yes, I think I'm very humble, but I don't act humbly. Yes, I respect everyone, yes. And you never offer obeisances to anyone. Or show respect, actually physically, obviously physically express your respect towards anyone we've never seen. But Lord Chaitanya preaches and talks about humility and thinking of oneself as lower than the star on the street. And he acts practically by his example of his Leela as being so humble and so respectful to all the Vaishnavas. So this is a beautiful culmination of this Avisara, the long awaited meeting of the lover and the beloved. Obviously, Gauranga has been thinking about and remembering Advaitacharya for 8 long months, because he comes every year for 4 months to Puri, and in his absence, that's 8 months. Yugayatam nameshina chakshusha pravijayatam shunyayatam jagatsam govinda virahinamayam. That a nimesha, blink of an eye, for a lover from the beloved may seem like thousands of years. So how much love Advaitacharya has for Gauranga, we can only imagine. And we can't imagine. We can't really imagine. How much love Advaita has for Gauranga, and how much love Gauranga has for Advaita. So in that intense loving bondage between the two, moments of separation, weeks of separation, 8 months of separation is colossal. It's colossal. It's it's infinite. So mountainous. And now they're finally meeting at Narendra Sarovara. Narendra. The king of all the jivas. Narendra. Mahavishnu. Advaitacharya. Indra means king and Nara means living entities. Then what happened? Emata dandavata karite karite dui goshti ekatra milila. Milila bhala mate. After offering obeisances in this way, the two groups of devotees merged together and exchanged greetings. So this was from a distance. First, they're seeing the Lord and offering obeisances, then coming closer and merging together. They mix together. Ekatra milan. Ekatra, the two groups, all the two groups became ekatra, became one. One in love. The two become one. Two become one in the bondage of love. So the beloved devotees, the Bhagavat, what is it we say, the Savior Bhagavan, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, then the Sevakas. The Sevakas means the devotees. The devotees and the Lord, Savior Bhagavan, Krishna and Sevaka Bhagavan, they all came in Milan. First there is a distance, Duri Deki Dandavat. And then just seeing at a distance, crying and trembling, hair standing on, that's Advaita. My Advaita's there. Oh, Advaita. Oh, my. And then Advaita's looking, oh, Gaur, my Nija Prananath. And again and again, paying obeisances and hearts, their cry, you don't cry without all kinds of emotions. And it's just a choked voice. Everything is there, a choked voice, all the Ashtik Sattvic bhavs, hair standing on. It's like an extremely emotionally surcharged moment at a distance. Gaur, Advaita. And then they finally came. Ekane jay hoila ananda darashan uccha haridwani uccha ananda krandan. At that place of Milan, Narendra Sarovara, the devotees from Puri, the Nadiavasis, and the Oriya, the Oriya, Odia Vasis, they met together, joyfully met, and they saw each other, Ananda Darshan, in great bliss, and they loudly chanted the names Hari, Ut Ucha, Uchaisik Java, Hari, Hari, and they cried ecstasy. Manusheki Pare, Iha Karite Varanan, Sabe Veda Vyasara Sahasra Varan. Vrindavanas Thakur, who's seeing this whole Leela in his Samadhi Dristi, when he's writing this. And he's amazed. He's totally astonished by what he's seeing in his meditation and his Leela Pravesha of his Prem Samadhi, Prem Dristi. And he's saying, ah, ha, hanta, hanta, what am I seeing? He says, a human being cannot possibly describe all of what's happening at this moment. Only Veda Vyas and Ananta Shesh are able to do it. Of course, he is that Veda Vyas. So he's giving some glimpse. He's saying Ananta Shesh, with his thousands of mouths, he can maybe say something about this wonderful, ecstatic meeting of the Advaita Gauranga Milan, the Nadiavasi, Gauranga Nadiavasi. The Gauranga Nadiavasis meet the Advaita. The Advaita's Nadiavasis meet the Gauranga Odiavasis. Right? Odiavasi, Odia Nadia. Odia Nadiavasi Milan at Narendra Sarovara. Is that right? The Odia, Orissa Vasis of Gauranga. So beautiful. Advaita Dekhiya Prabhu Lahilena Kole Sinchilena Ungatana Premananda Jale. And finally, Advaita Charya embraced Lord Gauranga. Advaita Prabhu Alingata. And soaked him with tears of love. So Advaita, seeing Advaita, Gauranga embraced him and soaked Advaita with tears of love. Angatana Premananda Jale. Advaita Deki Prabhu. So he bathed him. It sounds like Mother Yashoda, when Krishna comes back from Uttar Goshta Lila and returns and meets Mother Yashoda, she bathes his whole body with her tears of love and the breast milk pouring from her breasts like a shower of Charanamrita. There's Charanamrita, there's water. There's water and then there's milk and all sweet bhavas mixed in both and other things. So the sweet bhavas of her vatsalya love, her parental love, are mixed in her tears. Those cool tears of love to refresh her son after a hot day in the scorching sun on cow herding. Because there's two types of tears, hot tears of anger and frustration, and the cool tears of love, different temperatures. So you can imagine when you've been walking on a dusty trail for an hour or so, coming back to your house as someone offers you some refreshing cool drink, or they wash your face with some damp towel dipped in cool water, how much refreshing you'll feel. So Krishna is being bathed by the prema-filled cooling tears of Mother Yashoda's eyes, and the sweet nectarine milk, which is full of the milk from her breast, which is full of it passes through her heart, which is an ocean of vatsalya bhava and parental love for her Lala, Nandalal, Yashodalal, and she bathes him with her tears of love and her breast milk of divine affection and nourishment and love. This is when Yashoda meets Krishna, Gopal, after he returns from cowherding in Nandagaon. Now we find Gauranga greeting Advaitacharya and bathing him with his tears of love. So we'll continue with that. We'll continue tomorrow.